This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Still a few months away for the Relay for Life of Knox County, but that doesn't mean that fundraising for the annual event isn't already going on. That is, specifically, there is a quarter auction this weekend to benefit the Relay, and Stacy Dutton with the American Cancer Society is on the line to talk to me about that. Thank you so much for your time, Stacy.
Well, thanks for having me.
Very welcome, for sure. Let's go backwards first. How did this year's relay go?
It was phenomenal. You remember that wet spring we had? And it's been a crazy year, but we planned to be in the field house because the grounds at Knox College were saturated at that time. And it worked out great. Everybody liked they were able to hear and see everybody. The silent auction was close by. And we passed our event goal that we were shooting for.
That's wonderful. That's great news that the goal was met and exceeded. Obviously, that's always the goal, but I know some years it's probably easier said than done to do that, right?
It is. It just depends, you know, certain things inspire different people to donate, whether that's a certain type of fundraiser or just, you know, how their personal budget and outlook is looking for the year. So we were very, very pleased with the outcome from all of our teams and participants.
That is wonderful for sure. I know you're involved in a number of other relays around the region. I imagine most of those went just as well this year?
Yeah, it has turned out to be a great year. I actually had a fall event that I'm finishing up, and that's in the Quad Cities. They met their goal as well as Warren and Henderson County. So, people are very dedicated to the mission of the American Cancer Society, and that shows through our events.
That absolutely does. That's fantastic. Although, do you mean to tell me then, Stacy, that you really don't ever get a day off?
Well, maybe in December, a day or two. But, people are fighting cancer every day, and so we are here to support them and their families so that when they call our national helpline, the help is there for them, whether they need help with lodging or rides to treatment.
Yeah, the money raised through Relay for Life goes to a number of different things related to the fight for cancer, the fight against cancer, just in all aspects. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. And the easiest is that helpline number is 1-800-ACS-2345.
Okay.
When people are, you know, diagnosed and don't know where to turn and are looking for information for them and their family, they can call and talk to a live person 365 days a year. Nights, weekends, holidays, it doesn't matter. The American Cancer Society is available.
That's great. I swear I will ask you about the quarter auction in a second, but I did note that there's a meeting coming up this week regarding the Warren Henderson Relay for Life, correct?
Yes. We're having that on Wednesday night, and we have some fun changes coming for next year, which include moving from Sunny Lane Field to Monmouth Park.
Wonderful.
And so we are super excited, and we hope everybody can just come to the Relay Roundup and see what's, you know, going to be happening. And we have something for everyone, and it'll be similar to Relay. We'll still be celebrating those survivors and honoring them with our luminaria.
You're not going to be holding the event on a ground that's going to be soaked and waterlogged like here, are you?
I hope not. Let's hope for a good winter, which puts us in line for a good spring.
The meeting for the Warren Henderson Relay tomorrow is what time and where?
It's at Security Savings Bank, and it'll start at 5:30 and end at 6:30. And you can park in there's a parking lot behind Security Savings. You can come in that door and go down to the lower level in their community room.
Okay,
it's open to the public.
Okay, very good. I hope that all works out for you tomorrow and later on next year when the relays get going again, for sure. So let's talk about the quarter auction here for the Relay for Life of Knox County. For the longest time when I started maintaining our community events calendar at WGIL.com, I didn't get what a quarter auction was, but maybe I get it now. Kind of talk about that and why you like this idea for a fundraiser.
I feel the same way you do, Will.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Now I know, but same thing happened. I hate to say how many years ago, I had some volunteers say, we need to do a trivia night. I'm like, oh, what? And now, you know, those are hot and heavy in all of our communities for all of our different organizations. And each one is, you know, its own center of fun, while raising funds as well. So quarter auction is kind of the same way. It's kind of come around, and people are enjoying the atmosphere. It's fun. We say it's kind of like bingo. But you have a better chance of winning, just with a roll of quarters. So each person will get a paddle or two. They're $3 each or 2 for $5. And we have had people that, you know, might have 4 or 5 different paddles. Each one has its own number, and then a, ball will go into the bucket, for drawing. And if an item comes up that you would like to bid for, let's say it has a 2-quarter value, you put 2 quarters in the pot and raise 1 paddle. So that item is 2 quarters for each paddle, and they throw it in the cup, and then we start drawing numbers, and bingo, if their number is hit, then they get to receive that item that mostly has been donated from our great businesses in Knox County.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those items that are up for bid, if you will.
Well, we have several different, we have great coffee places in Knox County.
Mm-hmm.
So we have something from Innkeepers, something from Starbucks, something from the Java Station. We have items for kids, whether it's, you know, color and paint by number. We just had an item, it was paint by dots. So that's something, you know, that has changed in our lifetime. But we have something for pets, dogs, cats, gifts. You know, we have gift certificates. And so you could do some Christmas shopping as well this weekend.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I imagine that with, like with silent auctions, I see how competitive, for lack of a better term, some people are when it comes to those. I imagine the quarter auction is much the same thing.
It is. And when the volunteers, you know, who have experienced the quarter auction first shared it with me, they just got super excited because of, you know, they're like, people will put in multiple paddles and multiple quarters for a gift certificate to go out to eat. And they want that, so they'll put in as many paddles as they can.
That's crazy.
And those quarters add up. So
that's God, I think I would almost rather play bingo than take part in a quarter auction. I don't know.
Sometimes it's just fun to watch the people.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. That's half the fun right there for sure. But everything that folks give will go to next year's relay, correct?
Correct. And so with this kind of, you know, helps get us started in the fall and gets us off on a good note to reach that goal again. There will be food and beverages available for purchase at Cedar Creek Hall on Saturday, and we have a couple of teams that are providing those and beverages through Cedar Creek Hall.
Boy, those teams really do work hard all year long to help the relay, don't they?
They do. This year we tried something different, and we had a booth at the Scenic Drive, and we opened that up to our team as an opportunity for them to do their fundraisers. So Midwest Bank was one of our teams, and they happened to have a fall raffle. So they brought that out and sold their raffle tickets. And then we still have our Isabel Bloom Starlight. It's a sculpture that we've had for the whole year of 2019. You can only get it through one of our Relay for Life participants or an event, and it was created specifically for the American Cancer Society. Can't get it in the Isabel Bloom store or their website.
All right, so talk about the when and the where of this weekend's Relay for Life of Knox County Quarter Auction.
Sure, we're going to be hosted by Cedar Creek Hall. It's the old American Legion, 571 East North Street in Galesburg. Doors open at 4 p.m. Saturday, November 9th, and we will start the event at 5 p.m. Bring several rolls of quarters. We will have some for purchase if, you know, you run out. We'll recycle those and sell those back to you. Come hungry and ready to have a good time.
All right. And the event, if you need more information, will be on our community events page at WGIL.com. And also, I know you you all are on Facebook and have other ways that you can find out more about this, right?
Right. Our Facebook page is Relay for Life of Knox County. And we have the flyer, and there's some pictures of the items that will be up for auction. So you can start to look at those. And then our website is relayforlife.org/KnoxIL.
All right, Stacy Dutton with the American Cancer Society. Thank you so much for your time. Best of luck this weekend. I hope we figure out this quarter auction thing before Saturday. And thanks for all you do for the region.
Well, thanks for supporting us, and everybody at the radio station is a great support to us and our event.
Sports and Kim Komando are coming up next on Galesburg's Evening News.